Thank you so much, Lord. You are so good to us. We are thankful for the opportunity we had to celebrate you, our Savior, our King, our Lord, and that we can sing to you and we can hear your word. You're so amazing and you're so loving. And we are thankful for having you in our life, for coming and rescuing us from our sins. And we are thankful, Lord. We want to give you a worship. We want to praise your name. We want to do it from our heart because you are the only one worthy of our praise. So I pray, Lord, that everything that happened during this service, it could be done for you and only you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Let's try this again.
Angels, we have heard.
We sing Gloria as a congregation. This is congregational worship, and you are part of that congregation, so let us rejoice in the Lord together. There is a psalm that sing and remember the day God saved Israel from Egypt, and it says like this: sing for joy to God our strength, shout aloud to the God of Jacob, begin the music, strike the timbrel. So we want to do something similar this time with you, and we're going to use all drums, and you're going to sing along, so now we will be able to hear you with this song that's called Hark the Herald. You should know this song, right? Yes. praise the Lord. Good job singing. Praise the Lord and rejoice in the Lord. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. That's what we're doing here. We're rejoicing because the Lord had come to save us. Amen. The world,
joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Joy.
Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord for his salvation. If you want to sit down, you can, yes. If you're tired, that's fine. But I'll tell you right now, there's no Christmas for another 365 years, I guess. So. Yeah, this is the only time that you get to stand up to sing, standing, but no, this is fine. If you want to sit down and sing the Lord, sitting down, that's fine. It came upon a midnight clear.
To touch their harps of gold. Thank you.
If you're gonna do it as I say, do it for the Lord and do it right, because He deserves that. Thank you so much, Lord, because you are so good to us, and thank you for coming and saving us for our sins and get us closer to you so we can get to know you. We praise you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All those who are standing, you may sit down now. And all who are sitting down, no, I'm just kidding. Just stay sitting. Remain sitting.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria. All went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who is with child, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in a field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
I've seen a brighter star before. So thank you so much. The wise men haven't gotten here yet, so we're waiting. So if you want to take pictures, go ahead and do that, parents, because we're going to be pulling the children off the stage, I guess. Can we let them walk off the stage?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So I can't get to them, Naomi, but there's some suckers there for the kids. But they can't open them until I start talking. It's a timer for me. Yeah. You can stay. It's fine. I feel like his mom and dad threatened him. Like was wonderful. Did that not just bless your heart so much? Wow. And I know you want all glory to go to God, but I also know that the workman deserves his wages, and Gerardo, thank you very much. We appreciate that. I thought about the things that I could share with you tonight, and one, I do want to greet you all in the courtyard, in the overflow area. I hope you're okay out there and enjoying the time with the fire pits and in the foyer. And I thought that we wouldn't need two services on Christmas Eve this year because of the morning, and I was wrong. So next year we'll have two services for sure. But with that said, when there's truly love in the house is full, and we've got a lot of love in this house tonight. So, you know, when I think about things to share, and I was praying about it this year, I thought about the time that I had, which is so brief and short, but what God really impressed upon my heart was the name of Jesus Christ, the name. And actually, there's many names for our Lord and Savior Jesus, but names are important. I read a story about a manager of a large office who noticed a new employee and asked, "What's your name?" And the worker replied, "John." The manager scowled at him and said, "Look, I don't know where you worked before, but I don't call anyone by their first name. It breeds familiarity, and that leads to breakdown in authority. I refer to my employees by their last name only. Smith, Jones, Baker, you got it? I'm to be referred to as Mr. Robertson. Now that we've got that straightened out, what's your last name?" And the new employee sighed, "Darling. My name is John Darling." To which the boss replied, "It's nice to meet you, John." Names are meaningful. Names of our children represent the stories of our lives sometimes. Sometimes they represent us. They represent our children and the character we'd like for them to carry throughout their life. I know that as new parents, Laura and I, we prayed, we thought long and hard, and eventually we came to names for our children. And those names were important for our children. Consider Jesus Christ. The names of Christ throughout the scripture. Wonderful Counselor. You've got the slides, right? Wonderful Counselor. That's found in Isaiah 9:6. And I'm just going to kind of briefly go through some names. But consider this, how often we need counsel. Oh, how we need counsel at times. And the fact that in Jesus Christ we have a wonderful counselor, the greatest of counselors that we can go to. He's called Light of the World in John 8:12. Whoever walks in him walks in the light. They no longer walk in the darkness, the Bible tells us. Jesus is called the Lamb of God, John 1:29. When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He's referred to as Mighty God in Isaiah 9:6 and Prince of Peace, both in Isaiah 9:6. The Bread of Life, John 6:35. Anyone who comes to him will not go hungry, but will be well fed. Jesus is the true vine. John 15:1. He's the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. The good shepherd, John 10:14. The sheep gate. Now consider this for a moment. Some of your modern translation use the term the door for the sheep. But the shepherd himself would sit down in the opening to the pen so that the sheep couldn't leave and the wolves couldn't come in. He was the only access to the pen. And so Jesus is the only access to God the Father. And that leads us to he is the way, he is the truth, and the life, John 14:6. He's the Son of God, Mark 1:1. The Son of David, Matthew 1:1. He's the bright morning star, Revelation 22:16. He's the Son of Man, Matthew 9:6. Jesus is, we're told, is the Alpha and the Omega, Revelation 1:8. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah in Revelation 6:5. Jesus is the King of Kings, Revelation 19:16, and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. And what a beautiful name Jesus is. Jesus, Matthew 1:21. In Matthew 1:20 we read, "But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.'" Verse 21, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was, 'Virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.'" Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening where we can come together, worship you, remember your first advent, Jesus Christ, your coming to save us from our sins and to be with us. And so now, Lord, I pray that you might bless us and give us understanding. May we contemplate you and may we leave here different than the way we came in. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means Yahweh is salvation. That it is in Jesus Christ that salvation is found. And, you know, I know that it's really popular to say that there's many ways to heaven. There's many ways to be a good person and all these different ideas that come with the world. But listen, Scripture is very clear that God is salvation. Yahweh is salvation, and his name is Jesus. Psalm 137 through 8, the psalmist said, "O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." It is only God who can redeem, and how wonderful it is that God does indeed provide a way. Have you ever thought about that? I always marvel at the idea, and I never grow tired of thinking about the idea that there even is a way. There is a way to be forgiven, a way to know God and have a relationship with him. I'm amazed by that, actually, to tell you the truth, that he wants us to know him, that he wants us to be reconciled with him, that God wants to redeem us. Acts 4:12, we read there's no salvation in no other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 12, it's only in Jesus that God provided the way of salvation. Yahweh is salvation. His name shall be Jesus. By the way, this is not only told to us in the Gospel of Matthew when the angel gives the announcement to Joseph, but this name was so important to God that he also, the angel, when it was announced to Mary that she would conceive, was told his name shall be Jesus. It was extremely important to God that Yahweh's salvation would be the name of the Savior. We read in Matthew 1:23 that his name will be Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. You know, some people think they wrongly translate this. Some people think that God's against us, that God is against us. God wants to destroy us, when the very opposite is true. The Bible tells us God with us. Some people get it wrong and they think God without us. And the idea is that God doesn't really want to have any relationship with us and wants to leave us out. And again, the interpretation is poor. It's God with us. I find it extremely interesting that Matthew's gospel opens up with this in chapter 1. His name shall be Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And then the very end of Matthew's gospel, when Jesus commissions the disciples, he says in Matthew 28:20, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Think about that for a moment. God with us doesn't mean just while he was here in his earthly ministry. No, he is with us. God with us. Jesus gives us his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our helper. indwelling in us, God with us. That is the gift that we receive through belief in Jesus Christ. I am with you always to the end of the age. Emmanuel, God with us. How beautiful the names of Jesus, don't you think? The fact that we understand that he is the light of the world, the Prince of Peace. Now, something very special we do on Christmas Eve, and it's become a little bit of a tradition, and it's really what it represents, is a light, a candlelight. We receive a light that travels from the grotto in Bethlehem at the Church of the Nativity, which was lit in 565 A.D. These lights were lit, these candles, and they're maintained, and of course they represent the light of the world. It represents the light of life, Jesus Christ. And every Christmas, starting in December, that light travels up to Austria, and then from Austria across Europe, and from across Europe to New York, and then across the United States, it's passing, representing the light of Christ going out, because he is the light of the world. Paul wrote in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 1:12, therefore we always pray. 2 Thessalonians 1:12, yeah. At the beginning of this says, therefore we always pray that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's my charge for you all this year. And as you leave this sanctuary tonight and you consider the names of Christ, that our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. That as you receive his name, as you believe on his name for salvation, as you are forgiven of your sins, he might be glorified in you as you go out according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so tonight, as we close and sing Silent Night, I just want you to consider this idea that the Lord is salvation, and there is salvation found in no one else but him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Time, verse 1. But I want to hear your voices. Silent night.
Ever again. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved, the Bible tells us, that in him is found life. May God bless you this Christmas as you remember him. May you go forth and take the light of Jesus Christ to your neighbors, your family, your friends, your community. May they know the peace of God. God bless you. Amen.